More than a title, what a licensed chaplain practice really is. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we are going to look at one of the most important ideas in this whole course. A licensed chaplain and a licensed chaplain practice are not the same thing. That difference matters. A licensed chaplain is a person. It is someone who has received training, recognition, and a sense of calling to offer spiritual care, prayer, compassionate presence, and support in places of need. But a licensed chaplain practice is something more than the person alone. It is an organized expression of chaplain ministry. It is a defined, accountable, local ministry through which a licensed chaplain serves a specific setting, group of people, or area of need. That means a licensed chaplain practice has some structure. It has a purpose. It has leadership connection. It has some rhythm. It has boundaries. It has a known setting or field of service. It is not just, I am a chaplain, so I will help people when opportunities appear. While spontaneous ministry still happens, a practice is more intentional than that. Think of it this way. A calling is personal, but a practice is organized. Recognition is meaningful, but a practice is active. Training is important, but a practice is deployed. In other words, the practice is where calling begins to take visible local form. For example, a licensed chaplain may feel drawn to serve grieving families in a small town. That is a calling. But a licensed chaplain practice would take that calling and shape it into something clearer. It might become a ministry connected to a local church with pastoral blessing and simple oversight. It may include prayer visits, family support, funeral follow-up, grief presence, and referral-aware encouragement. It might meet at certain times, follow a ministry rhythm, and communicate clearly what help it offers. That is a practice. Or a chaplain may be connected to a soul center that exists to offer prayer, encouragement, listening, and spiritual support for overlooked people in a local community. The chaplain is not just carrying a credential. The chaplain is serving through an actual ministry expression with a clear purpose. That is also a practice. Without this distinction, many people stay stuck. They have a title, but not a ministry structure. They have concern, but not clarity. They want to help, but they have not defined who they serve, how they serve, who blesses the ministry, what the boundaries are, or how the work connects to a church or soul center. That is where confusion begins. People may expect too much. The chaplain may try to do too much. A ministry may sound meaningful, but remain vague. And vague ministry is difficult to support, difficult to explain, and difficult to sustain. A healthy chaplain practice does not need to be large. It does not need a big budget. It does not need complicated policies. But it does need clarity. It should be able to answer simple questions. What is this ministry for? Who does it serve? Where is it rooted? Who knows about it and blesses it? What does it actually do? What does it not do? What kind of follow-up or rhythm does it have? How does it stay accountable? These questions are not just administrative. They are ministry questions. They help protect both the chaplain and the people being served. They help the church or soul center understand how to support the ministry. They help build trust in the community. And they help keep the chaplain from slipping into overreach, confusion, or burnout. A licensed chaplain practice is also not the same thing as licensed counseling, clinical care, or a legal service. Chaplain ministry is spiritual care ministry. It may include prayer, listening, scripture, encouragement, presence, comfort, support in crisis, and referral-aware care. But it must stay within its role. That is one reason structure matters. Clear structure helps the chaplain remain faithful to the chaplain role. So, what is a licensed chaplain practice really? It is an organized expression of Christian spiritual care, rooted in a local church or soul center, led by a trained and recognized chaplain, and directed toward a defined community, ministry setting, or group of people in need of ongoing spiritual support, prayer, encouragement, presence, and compassionate care. That is more than a title. That is ministry taking form.